After weeks of anticipation, the EPA told each state on Monday how much it should reduce its carbon emissions by the year 2030. Wisconsin's target, more than 30%. Each state can craft its own individualized plan, but the goal is to cut down on the amount of CO2 spilling out of power plants. The Obama administration says the country has a responsibility to act in the face of climate change. The proposal faces a contentious battle. You can tell by examining the reactions of two Wisconsin-based organizations. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy smiled into the YouTube camera as she singled out the nation's largest single source of air pollution, coal-burning power plants.
The time for climate action is now. That's how we can build plans that protect our communities, that produce homegrown energy, and that build a future.
McCarthy says before her agency put pen to paper, it gathered months' worth of input from states, cities, and industry. Scott Manley says the EPA did not write his views and concerns into the plan. He's vice president of government relations for the business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
The biggest concern is that the rule will significantly increase the cost of electricity in Wisconsin. And because we have more than half of our electricity generated from coal, those costs are probably going to be significantly higher here than in many other states, and that puts us at a competitive disadvantage.
Manley points to some of Wisconsin's bigger industries, pulp, paper, and foundries.
Those are very much global marketplaces, and when other countries are not facing these same costs, it's very difficult to pass the costs along because you're competing for price. And if your price is higher than, you know, paper that's made in another country or metal castings made in another country, you price yourself out of the market.
Manley foresees some manufacturers abandoning the state and perhaps the country.
We're seeing studies that suggest in the five-state upper Midwest region where Wisconsin is located, this rule could result in over 31,000 lost jobs every year between now and 2030.
While Manley shakes his head, Keith Riopel calls the EPA proposal modest. Riopel works for the environmental group Clean Wisconsin. He says the plan also gives states and utilities ample time to change.
The best way for us to reduce our carbon emissions is to invest in energy efficiency and conservation.
Riopel says alternative models for generating power exist close to home. He points to Iowa, saying it now produces 30% of its electricity through wind power. In comparison, Wisconsin stands at 2%.
There's a tremendous amount of potential in Wisconsin. EPA's analysis shows that there'll be an 8% reduction of electricity rates over this time frame by 2030.
Riopel says it's imperative for the country and state to act.
The big thing here is it would be very, very irresponsible for us to wait any longer to address what is really the biggest threat to the world that our children are going to inherit from us.
In Riopel's mind, that threat is climate change. Diverse opinions will certainly fly toward the EPA. It's accepting public comment on its plan for 120 days and plans to hold four public hearings. So far, none in Wisconsin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.